Well, without going into the specifics in terms of the spike of the crime, Robert, you know, we agree with the commissioner. We have to stick to a plan that works. I would still challenge the Baltimore Police Department that, you know, with the attrition, and our numbers, our attrition has actually doubled since July of 2010. You got to find out why is it doubled. You know, why is attrition such a major factor here in the BPD? I think some of those things have to do with, you know, the financial package that the commissioner talked about, you know, the low pay. I think also the pension settlement, the current litigation between the city of Baltimore and the police and fire unions is still an issue. So I would challenge that, you know, we need to get some resolution to this so we can hold on to who we have. And then I would even go further. You know, the FOP put out a blueprint 2 years ago, and I would challenge the commissioner and the mayor to raise the standards, our hiring standards. Make a requirement that you have either 2-year college degree and or military service, and you can still recruit from Baltimore City. Our numbers are up. 10 years ago, we had about 10% of our officers living in Baltimore City. That number is now close to 30%. You know, more of the younger officers are moving into Baltimore. So I think we can accomplish a lot by slowing down the attrition, raising our hiring standards, and then I think the next step, and I would still push the department on this, is more officers in uniform in all 9 districts. A schedule that gives them the time off they need to be with their families, but give the community what they really need, which is policing isn't rocket science. Put more cops in uniform in all 9 districts, not the zones that they're just talking about. And let me warn the citizens of this, yes, too. They mentioned displacement. You got to be careful with that because you want to hold on to the real estate you already have. And then what you want to do is while you're holding on to the real estate that you own, you move into those areas where we need to take back the streets from these gangsters that the commissioner referred to.
One of the things the commissioner addressed was not just early retirements, but the fact that there's a large number of officers going to work for other departments, whether it's Baltimore County, surrounding areas, state police, whatever. Is it simply because the pay is better elsewhere, or is safer elsewhere?
No, it's not that at all. Officers come to work in Baltimore City because they know it's a dangerous job, because they know there's a lot of room for laterals in terms of, like, different, you know, units, homicide, narcotics, patrol. So there's a lot of opportunities in the Baltimore City Police Department that no other department in the state has. I think they're leaving because they're frustrated, you know, with pay. They're frustrated with not having enough time off to be with their families. And I think a lot of officers, you know, just quite frankly, are, you know, they get burned out from multiple details, being pushed around. And I think we need to, you know, give them the relief they need by increasing the men and women who work side by side with them, increasing those numbers, and giving them some incentives to remain here long past year 20. It's a complex question, it's a complex answer to a question that, you know, has multiple different, you know, levels have been answered. I think there's really no simple answer to that one question. Okay.